Yeah, I had a kind of a similar thing. I mean, it wasn't quite similar, but I was actually on my work radio, and one of the guys, he's a he's our climber. I don't know if you no, you probably didn't meet him, but he was our climber that did the work at Richmond. Or did you? Did you meet Cam? I'm not sure. Anyhow, he gets a hold of me on the commercial on the police radio, you know, and up there in Mayo. He says, hey, hold on, somebody wants to talk to you. And this guy gets on the radio. This ain't ham radio at all. This is my actual work radio on the work frequency. And this voice comes through. I know instantly who it is. He's like my, you know, I would say one of two Elmers that I would, if I had to call somebody an Elmer, probably my, you know, my favorite guy that, you know, when I was getting started out, he was the model. And I recognize his voice instantly, and I'm like, son of a gun. And so we chatted for a little while, and he's doing a lot, you know, doing well. And he was actually up there helping him get a repeater on the air. And you know, he's at least 10 years my senior, so I'm thinking he's, you know, well into his 70s. And he's still, you know, helping put up the repeaters and all that stuff. And it was just great to hear him. So one of the small role things. It's always great.
Yeah, so it was kind of fun. So, all right, I got to let you go. I still got the one grandkid. The other one's in school, but hopefully her recovery is taking longer. Mommy's recovery is taking longer than they thought. So she's home, but she's not ready to deal with. And I got Grandma. Yeah, say hello. Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
So anyway, so we still got the monster child.